you can call me William Tolerator Cooper the Boot. Mr. Mojo rising on the case again. So tell your mother and your sister's friends. Like an exterminator running low on dust. I'm buck powder itching and it can't be trust. In his own trip and then I'm off to Annexia. I gotta get a typewriter dyslexia. My name is Russ and that's all that's it. And I be spitting rhymes wicked like it ain't throw shit. Alice of the Holy like Jimmy Page. But the song remains the same so I'm stuck in a rage. Just like Jane when she's going to Spain. I think I'm going away tomorrow just to fool in the rain. Light up the candles and bless the room. I'm paranoid, snow blind, just a black meat fool.
One chism, the wild boys running around into zone tripping. Letter to control about the big brother. Trying like hard to not blow my cover.
Never been a fake and I'm never phony. I got more flavor than the packet in macaroni. Rock dripping from the every vowel. I got the soul of the 60s like Ginsburg's Howl. Shooting mad ball and I'm always juking. Take it to the hole and I'm surely hooping. Top of the pops like the Lulu show. I'll take a walk on Abbey Road with my shoes off sewn. I got a splinter though, damn, you know, man, it hurt. I got a Vegemite sandwich for men at work. I keep minds in line with time sublime. So when you search, you find something like a gold mine. A psychedelic meanderings in the poem. I got a pen and pen in any place that I roam. Waiting for the sun on a Spanish caravan. Solar eclipse and I'm feeling like staring, man.
One chism, the wild boys running around into zone tripping. Letter to control about the big brother. Trying like hard to not blow my cover.
Got something on his tongue and it's starting to stain. Showing up equipped so I can get down. Step up on my ladder and you'll get beat down. Hash bar style so I'm singing day glow. Waking up the dead like surfing in the rainbow. Just for coldly rolling another. Hey, the fish that saved Pittsburgh with Dr. J. Chucking your ass like a faulty vibrator. Hear me now, but you'll probably get the vibe later. Who knows where the wicked wind blows? Case sera sera, I'll just leave it alone. Great space coast to toast up the town tinker. Making midgets with my man like the shrinker. Pass the hoover, throw down the pillows. Cloth on the ceiling, blow rings and billows. Kick off your shoes and relax your feet. Now roll up your sleeve for this lyrical treat.
Powder dust and mop, one chism. The wild boys run around into zone tripping. Letter to control about the big brother. Trying like hard to not blow my cover. Powder dust and mop, one chism. The wild boys run around into zone tripping. Letter to control about the big brother. Trying like hard to not blow my cover.
Morning.
Good day to you, sir. Hey, wait a minute, what the hell? Getting real tired of you ducking me, man. Yeah?
Oh, my God.
Thank you to all the donors who pledged their financial support during the CITR on-air fund drive. We are moved by your generosity and thank you for enabling us to purchase new equipment and improve our programming. Do remember to stop by the station, pay your pledges, and pick up your prizes. We look forward to meeting you anytime between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on weekdays. Thank you again for your amazing response. Listen to our happy voices on the air, happier after we purchase new equipment for our studios. Thanks again.
All right, let's go to the bank.
I never kid about science, Barney. Some of the greatest inventions were discovered by accident. Let's see. Two drops of concentrated sassafras and a dash of mango juice. That's what it needed. Now to blend all the secret ingredients together. Success after 411 tries.
You can invent the future. BC Hydro is looking for energy conservation ideas. If you have an idea on how to get people to use less electricity, tell us. You could win $2,500. Visit inventthefuture.ca to learn how to submit your idea or to vote for your favorite submission. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Better Environmentally Sound Transportation is proud to offer bike valet parking to events in Metro Vancouver. Inspired by the widely successful valet parking in San Francisco, 2 years ago, Best began running bike valet in Vancouver with great results. Concertgoers in Deer Lake Park, fans of the Vancouver Canadiens, and families spending a day at community events have had their bicycles parked conveniently and stored safely while they enjoyed themselves worry-free. This year, Best is expanding bike valet to serve more events, park more bikes, and make traveling on two wheels throughout Metro Vancouver even easier. Contact Best at 604-669-2860 or CAM at best.bc.ca for more information about volunteering, sponsorship opportunities, and booking bike valet for your event.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
Say that he loves you, he'll put you on a throne. But when his game is over, you'll be left alone. And though he'll promise you a star, promise you a moonbeam, a love that's true, well, that little star's not quite so far as his true love for you. I've watched him every day. I've seen that handsome smile. He puts on all of the girls. Oh, but that's his style. You know that he'll promise them a star, promise them a moonbeam, a love that's true. And that little star is just as far as his true love for you. Stronger and will last much longer than his true love for you. His true love for you. His true love for you, my darling.
And welcome, happy new year, and this is it, the first show of the following year, that being 2009, and that show being Shake a Tail Feather. My name is Jason, and hope your holidays were all that and more. And I hope you got out, despite the weather. And if not, well, hopefully you were very comfy. And yeah, a new year, and different from other years on this program, because usually what we're about to do tonight, I usually do on the last show of the year, but as we were taking a break last week, the first show of the year is a look back to 2008, and as some of you have been listening to the show for a long time will know, that means two things. That means the a tribute to a lot of those who have left us in the soul and R&B world, particularly those who are veterans of classic soul and rhythm and blues, but also, well, you know, not necessarily just singers and people that we would recognize, a lot of behind-the-scenes people as well. That's half of it. The other half is a celebration of all the fine releases, new releases, and reissues that have come out in the areas of classic rhythm and blues and soul music. And in that case, you get really two kinds of new releases. You get actual new recordings, either by musicians who've been around for a long time that are still recording, and still recording in more or less the same style that they would have back in the day, and as well, usually at least a modest helping of contemporary artists that record in a classic or neo-soul style. And then, of course, there are the reissues, and there's usually tons of those compilations and album reissues and all kinds of things that get a new lease on life because somebody licenses them out, and we get to hear all those oldies all over again, including a lot of things that probably weren't very well-known the first time around. So that's what tonight's show is about. It's about 2008 in review. The number here is 604-822-2487 if you want to call us up. And what did you just hear? Well, one thing that is almost a given in every year is that Ace Records, and particularly their Kent Soul imprint out of the UK, put out lots and lots of reissues every year, and so you can usually count on them coming out with something good. And the Northern Soul Classiest Rarities has been their latest attempt to come up with Northern Soul that most people haven't heard. And Volume 3 came out in 2008, and we just heard Al MacArthur, His True Love for You, on a tiny New York label called Two Guitars. And if you see the label on the reproduction of the single they've got in here, it actually does have two guitars on it. Al MacArthur was not really a professional singer as such. He was into musical theater, but he also, on the side, would record his voice for demo tapes. And so they had him do this as a demo, and they were ready to ship it off to be done by somebody else. And they liked the demo so much, they released it, and that was it. From 1965. And yeah, so that's an idea of what's on this particular compilation. So let's hear another track off of that before we move on to another new release. Once again, the show is Shake a Tail Feather. My name is Jason, and the phone number is 604-282-2487. That's right. And here's another one off of that compilation. This is a song called Long Boots by Originals of Sight and Sounds.
Boots, boots. Every time I take that girl somewhere, she gotta have her boots on. Let me tell you the whole story. Where's the rest of the band? Me and my baby had a date. I went to pick her up, I didn't wanna be late. I got on my baby's front door. Come along, child, I'm gonna take you to a show. She said, got married just the other day.
lonely, far away. I can sleep tonight.
Yeah, that a new but old style type of group, White, Blue, Yellow, and Clouds, on a CD called Introducing White, Blue, Yellow, and Clouds on Eye and Ear. That's a label out of New York. Released, though, I guess the tail end of 07 and early 08, somewhere in there, but recorded between 2002 and 2005. A group that was comfortable doing doo-wop, comfortable doing soul, and a lot of other things. A 12-track album. I know we got some more mileage out of this album at the beginning of the year, but counts as a new release, and it's quite impressive. Very, very small label issue. It almost looks like the CD cover was made out of handmade paper. Yeah, but anyway, so that was a White, Blue, and Yellow and Clouds. First with Moonlight, that was the a cappella bit at the beginning, and then Seeing Stars was the other more soulish sound sounding song. Before both of those songs, we heard originals of Sight and Sounds off of the Northern Souls Classic Rarities Volume 3 on Kent out of the UK, and a song called Long Boots. And those are some examples of some new releases. There'll be plenty more coming up between now and midnight on Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Jason, and the phone number here is 604-822-2487. And yes, so the other portion of the show tonight, of course, will have to do more with souls in Seoul who are no longer with us, but have left us with a legacy of really, really great music all around. And some of those folks, particularly this year, there's a lot of behind-the-scenes folks. The names aren't recognizable immediately, but their handiwork is. Starting with back in February 26th, Buddy Miles, who's probably best known as being the drummer with Jimi Hendrix's Band of Gypsies. He also did a lot of session work for R&B groups and artists, including the Delphonics and Wilson Pickett. And this group, Ruby and the Romantics, this is a song from 1964 called When You're Young and In Love.
Young and in love, when you're young and in love.
Spring's in the air, there's magic everywhere. Shine twice as bright when you're can come true. If you believe they do, when you're young and in love, trust and you'll find there's no mountain you can't climb. When you're young and in love,
young and in love,
though many teardrops are bound to fall, true love can conquer all. When you're young and in love,
trust and you'll find there's no mountain you get round.
When you're young and in love, though many teardrops are bound to fall, true love can conquer all. When you're young and in love,
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 young and in love.
So fine, so fine, so fine.
hear calling your name in the middle of the night.
Magneto, man, if you want to hear all the great sounds, you got to listen to this cat, man, because this is, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, the greatest sound.
Thank you, Big J. And yes, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Jason, and you're listening to Shake a Tail Feather, the finest in classic soul and rhythm and blues, every Friday night, 10:30 to midnight. And, well, we heard a whole slew of people that, just a set here of folks who've passed on this past year, some of whom were up front, some of whom were not. And we just heard Pat and the Blenders. Pat Gordon, the leader of that particular vocal group, passed on May 11th of this year, at 64 years of age. Not a major name, but this song actually has made its rounds in the Northern Soul and popcorn circuits of late, that being, you know, in the UK, even in North America these days, and over in Europe as well. A lot of these things are turning up in clubs, just as they were during the Northern Soul scene in the mid-70s in England. And we heard a song called Just Because, that being an early example of Philly soul, Philadelphia-based soul music from the mid-1960s. Before that, we heard Al Wilson. Al Wilson passed away April 21st, 68 years of age. His best-known song from 1974 called Show and Tell. Now, before that, we heard the Fiestas with So Fine, that off of Blowing the Fuse, volume 1959. But none of the members of the Fiestas passed away, but the label they were on was called Old Town Records, based in New York, and formed by Sam and Hi Weiss. Sam Weiss died, 81 years of age, March 19th, somebody who founded one of the major yet minor labels of the 50s and 60s, particularly in the R&B world. And other folks, other groups like the Earls and others were on that label. And the Fiestas had that kind of transitional doo-wop into soul sound. So that was one example of an Old Town Records hit. Beforehand, I guess you kind of had to stretch a little bit, but you know, it wasn't perhaps the best example of Buddy Miles's work. He's done a lot of session work. And I guess, you know, just kind of going through my collection, I felt I had to include him somehow. So don't take that as an absolute representation. That was an example of some of the diversity of session work that he did, as well as, you know, a lot of the upfront work he did himself as a drummer, and particularly with the Band of Gypsies, but also, you know, working with Stevie Wonder and Barry White and Wilson Pickett and George Clinton and Bootsy Collins as well, doing a lot of work with them. So you could probably find his work all over the place, and his influence as well. He died at the age of 60 years of age back in February 26th. And yes, so we'll be going back and forth between tributes and reissues from 2008, as well as new issues from 2008. And again, the number here is 604-822-2487. And this gentleman, best known for doing a lot of soul jazz organ work on the Prestige label, had a hit in 1962 with his cover of Ray Charles's I've Got a Woman in parts 1 and 2. Jimmy Smith, another organist of a very similar name, also did a cover of that on an album called Home Cookin', but McGriff's was the one that actually became a hit. And here it is. I've Got a Woman, Parts 1 and 2, Jimmy McGriff, who died on May 24th, 2008. We'll be right back.
Humpty Dumpty. fortune teller, had my fortune read. I didn't know what to tell her. I had a dizzy feeling in my head. Then she took a look at my palm. She said, "Sonny, you feel kind of warm." She looked into a crystal ball and said, "You're in love." I said, "How could that be so? I'm not tight with none of the girls I know." She said, "When the next sun arrives, you'll be looking up in her eyes." Surprise. The next day I discovered all that the fortune teller told me a lie. I hurried back down to that woman, mad as I could be. I told her I didn't see nobody, why she made a fool of me. Then something struck me, as if it came from up above. While looking at the fortune teller, I fell in love. Now I'm a happy fella. I'm married to the fortune teller. We're happy as we can be. And now I get my fortune told for free.
That was Benny Spellman out of New Orleans, 1962 hit called Fortune Teller. That counts as a new release. Soul Jazz is used to put out a lot more stuff, but of late they haven't put out quite as much. Some years ago they did a compilation called New Orleans Funk, and it included the best of the kind of early 60s to mid-70s soul into funk sound, and it was so successful that they put out a volume 2 last year, and it has that track on it and a lot of other really neat stuff too by all the regulars, you know, Eddie Bo, Betty Harris, the Neville Brothers in various combinations, and who else do they have on here? They have Lee Dorsey, they have the Meters, of course, Alan Toussaint, you know, so they're all on here, and it's certainly worth picking up both of them, I would say, because they've each got something the other doesn't, and Fortune Teller by Benny Spellman was on that one, and so that counts as a new release. Before that, Laverne Baker on a new release in the Blues and Rhythm series on Classics Records. Now, you know, some of you out there might know through, various channels that I'm a really big enthusiast for the Classics label. They do a lot of really great jazz, or did a lot of really good jazz reissues until recently. But they're still doing an R&B reissue series called Blues and Rhythm. And that was from a Laverne Baker volume, 1955 to 57, that came out last year as well. And that song was called Humpty Dumpty Heart. That was from 1957. So those two were new releases. Before that, and we were doing some tributes, two songs by Bo Diddley, some live ones actually, Roadrunner, and You Can't Judge a Book by Its Cover, that also a live number. So Bo Diddley, we lost this past spring, actually in June, early June, at the age of 68. And immense contribution to rhythm and blues and blues and rock and roll and a whole bunch of things. No lack of good material there. And before that, we heard Jimmy McGriff with I've Got a Woman, parts 1 and 2. And he passed on probably within about a week or 10 days of Bo Diddley's passing, late in May as well, May 24th, if I'm not mistaken. And so those are some tributes, and we're going to get to some more tributes in just a moment. First, you're listening to Shake Your Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Jason, and the phone number is 604-822-2487. And, tonight we're doing tributes and reissues 2008 in review. And lots of great albums came out. Al Green put out an album. Mavis Staples put out an album. Irma Thomas put out an album. And then there were the reissues, you know, the Northern Soul stuff, the Soul reissues, and a couple of other obscurities. The Numero group was up to some great stuff this year as well, and we'll hear a couple tracks off of that. And yes, but first, a couple of artists that left us this past year, not really big hit makers, but were, well, you know, they were more local or regional favorites. Bill Coday, who did a lot of the kind of southern type soul stuff back in the late 60s and early 70s, he passed on in June at the age of 66, and I have a song called Get Your Lies Straight coming up in just a moment. Also, Lula Reed, a very different kind of artist, more of a East Coast, Northern Soul type of formula there. But anyway, a song called Walk On By Me. So those will be the next couple of tracks, and then we're going to get to some reissues again, listening to a couple of things that came out on a label called Philly Archives. Which you probably have heard in the past couple of shows of mine towards the end of last year. Yeah, so anyway, this is Bill Coday with Get Your Lies Straight.
After me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. Listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Don't let your friends all know. Walk on by me.
show.
Shake, shake, shake a tail feather, baby.
any day now. I will hear you say goodbye, my love. And you.
Die, 'cause you won't be around.
And yes, the Pheasants. Not a familiar group name, but that's kind of the whole point in this new, or I should say reissue, new release from 2008 on Philly Archives, a very tiny reissue label, has no website, but they put out at least two compilations. This one, a compilation of the stuff from the vaults of a small label in Philadelphia called Melron. Most of this stuff is first half of the 60s, some of it from a bit later, and a group called the Pheasants are on it, and that was a song called Out of the Mist. That from our new release tribute. Before that, Chuck Jackson, which with the song called Any Day Now, My Beautiful, or My Wild Beautiful Bird, off of the Bear Family's Sweet Soul Music series. This is their follow-up to the award-winning Blowing the Fuse R&B series. That was kind of a year-by-year 40s, 50s volume set. And well, this one carries it on through the 60s with a name change. And they've come out with five volumes already for the years 61 through 65 inclusive. But that was from 62, a Chuck Jackson track. Before that, Bob and Earl with Harlem Shuffle. Earl Nelson of that duo passed on July 12th at the age of 79. And so we heard one of his contributions. He was also a member of the Hollywood Flames along with Bobby Day. Had a hit with a song called Buzz, Buzz, Buzz in 1957. And before that, two kind of minor yet major players in the world of Southern and Northern Soul, respectively, Bill Coday with Get Your Lies Straight, that from 1971, and Lula Reed with Walk On By Me from 1965. Both of those tributes. And Shake a Tail Feather is on for another 20 minutes on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Jason, and the phone number is 604-822-2487. Next week's show, just as a heads up, will be an all Motown show, as 2009 is the 50th anniversary of Motown, which means they started up shop probably around this time of the year, 50 years ago, although the hits weren't forthcoming for at least several months after that. They did put out a series of singles beforehand. In fact, the first came off the presses in January of 1959. Every second show of the month this year we'll be doing a Motown Spotlight to commemorate that, and we'll be going through year by year and covering, you know, the kind of the early years when Motown was still based in Detroit and it still was connected with its... was still nurturing its community of very talented singers and musicians and other folks. And also, the fourth episode of every month, we're going to be commemorating the 60th anniversary of the story of rhythm and blues. In 1949, the first rhythm and blues chart, so named, was published at Billboard. And the person who coined that term, rhythm and blues, his name was Jerry Wexler. He worked for Billboard, and then he went on to work for Atlantic. And he passed on, actually, this past August 15th at the age of 91, having contributed an incalculable amount to what we call classic rhythm, blues, and soul music. Without him, you know, a lot of folks wouldn't have seen the limelight, at least, you know, the way we remember them. You know, all kinds of folks, Ray Charles, Clyde McFatter. Of course, later on there would be Aretha Franklin and Wilson Pickett and others. So we're going to play one of the many, many songs that he was responsible for, although not actually on, in a moment. But we've got a couple of other folks to feature in the meantime, including this gentleman, Isaac Hayes, who I did a whole episode on Isaac Hayes back in August. And you can still find it, by the way, if you want to go into CITR.ca and click on Schedule and Podcasts. You can actually get the episodes of Shake a Tail Feather off of the program guide that's on there. And the Isaac Hayes episode is on there. And so do check it out. So one song does not do tribute to this gentleman, but the episode does. So if you want to hear more, you can certainly choose that podcast to listen to. But this is from Wattstax, which he not only headlined at, but he was largely responsible for even organizing, as he was a very big supporter of a great deal of community causes, and not just in Memphis, but all over the country. And so, from Watts, Texas, is Isaac Hayes singing Soulville.
At least that's the way it's supposed to be. Chance advised him a heart to see. Unless you take this walk with me. The place where he lives, God with your names. Slum, ghetto, and black men, they are one in the same. And I call it it's hard to find. That means an increase in the welfare line. Crime rate is rising too. If you were hungry, what would you do? Rent is too much past due. And a building is falling apart. Little black boy needs a parachute. And this is only a part of. Got plenty of cash. Tricks on the corner, gonna see to that. Some like to smoke, some like to blow. Some are even strung out on a $50 joke. They're trying to ditch reality by getting so high. Only to find out you can never touch the sky. Every Sunday morning, I can hear your old sister say,
Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
Trust in the Lord,
you'll make the way.
Oh, yeah. I hope that he hears that prayer.
Kid about science, Barney. Some of the greatest inventions were discovered by accident. Let's see. Two drops of concentrated sassafras and a dash of mango juice. That's what it needed. Now to blend all the secret ingredients together. Success after 411 tries.
You can invent the future. BC Hydro is looking for energy conservation ideas. If you have an idea on how to get people to use less electricity, tell us. You could win $2,500. Visit inventthefuture.ca to learn how to submit your idea or to vote for your favorite submission. This message brought to you by BC Hydro PowerSmart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I love you for so many Smokey Joe's Cafe. Oh, I Smokey Joe's Cafe.
One day while I was eating beans,
I Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Just sitting digging all the scene,
I Smokey Joe's Cafe.
A chick came walking through the door that I had never seen before. At least I never saw her
pal, I Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Ooh, and I started shaking when she sat right down next to me. Ooh, her knees were almost touching mine,
I Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Her chill was running down my spine,
I Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Oh, I could smell a sweet perfume. She smiled at me, my heart went boom. Then everybody in the room,
Smokey Joe's Cafe.
They said, man, be careful, that pig belongs to Smokey Joe. From behind the counter, I saw a man, a shelf hat on his head and a knife in his hand. He grabbed me by my collar and began to shout,
you better eat up all your beans and bar and clear right on out.
Yes, I know I'll never eat again
at Smokey Joe's Cafe,
and so we'll never meet again
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
I'd rather eat my chili beans at Jim's or Jack's or John's or Jean's than take my chances eating out
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Ooh, I risk my life when the Smokey Joe's a crazy fool.
Cafe. Oh, I Smokey Joe's Cafe. Oh, I Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Shame.
Richard Popcorn Wiley, that was him doing a version of Money. Of course, he also plays piano on the Barrett Strong version. He passed away under mysterious circumstances this past fall, actually, in September. So that was a tribute to him. Also, from the Esquires, let me just go through my notes here. Lots of folks I've got written down. Gilbert Moore Jr. of the Esquires. We heard their biggest hit, Get On Up. He passed on in August 28th at the age of 67 years, and Purvis Jackson of the Spinners, Motown group, and then they switched over to Atlantic, and they had Tom Bell in Philadelphia produce their material, but this was their only hit on Atlantic called It's a Shame. Purvis Jackson also, it was quite a year. he passed on August 18th at the age of 70 years, and he led that group for couple of decades easily, if not more than that. The Robins, who evolved into the Coasters, they were signed to Atlantic in the 50s, produced by Jerry Wexler, and that was a tribute to one of tons of R&B and soul material that Jerry Wexler was responsible for at Atlantic. We heard The Robins with Smokey Joe's Cafe. That was from 1955. We heard The Fuzz before that with I Love You for All Seasons. So this was a Washington, D.C. group produced in Philadelphia. Barbara Gilliam, who was a member of that group, formerly known as the Passionettes, died August 4th. And that's as much information as I have there. I wasn't able to track down anything else. Before the fuzz, we heard Isaac Hayes, of course, with Soulsville from Wattstacks. And you know what? Time certainly does fly on this show. I think what I'm going to do is next week we're going to do a part two, look back at 2008 and get through the rest of this material. Then the week after that we'll do the Motown focus. So this month it will be the third episode of January, but every other month, promise, it will be on the second. So do stay tuned for that. Chris is coming up with I Like the Scribbles. He'll be here in just a second. But we'll go out tonight with something off of a new release by Raphael Sadiq. And it's getting quite a good critical review. This and the Al Green album, which I will get around to next week. I've been getting great reviews in just about everywhere I listen to, other radio stations, magazines, you name it. In particular, this Raphael Sadiq CD... Raphael Sadiq, formerly being of Tony, he has done a great job of recreating the Motown sound circa 1966 or 67 on this. He even has a cameo on here from Stevie Wonder. This is an album called The Way I See It. It came out this year, and it's definitely a great one. This is track one. We'll go out with track one and a song called Sure Hope You Mean It. Now, you can find out... about playlists. I'm going to be adding the playlists onto the Facebook group for Shake a Tail Feather, and I'll be keeping them up to date on a weekly or bi-weekly basis, so do check that out. And of course you can email the show at moresoulmusic@yahoo.ca. In any other event, you can tune into this show every Friday from 10:30 to midnight, so we're going to go out with Raphael Sadiq, and in the meantime, until next week, Happy New Year, of course, and take care, and I'll see you then.
With all honesty, I think I love you. It's every day I think about how special we could be, and how your love is everything to me. In my mind I can see no one but you. Like in my dreams I know I'm holding you. So now tell me the truth, 'cause I need to know. See, I wanna take control, but you gotta let me know. Don't hold me, baby. Show up you mean it. Show up you mean it, girl. Show do. Show up you love me, girl. Don't fool me, baby, baby. Show up you mean it. Show up you mean, girl. Show up you love me, girl. I go your love, I can never trade. There's something about you that shakes away my pain. See, there's